The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented.
Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. A holy cow show, a bombshell show, folks. This is probably the biggest show I have ever done. I know you may have seen the headline and you might not believe it. You might be skeptical. Oh my gosh, we have a game set match. This is it. This is the show. This is the information I've been waiting for. So I know it's the information you've been waiting for. And I stumbled across this. I'm like, holy cow. This is it. The article I got this stuff from did not fully understand. I don't think, well, maybe they did, but they didn't put it out there in front as this is the game set match data from the CDC. I did not know when I went to look at this article that the CDC was forced to release data that they had been hiding. But a court forced them to, just like we had the Pfizer document dump, folks, and learned so much from the Pfizer document dump that the court ordered and Pfizer wanted to hide for 75 years. The CDC did not want you to see this. They didn't want you to know that they knew millions and millions of people were being affected, and they had the data, and they knew, and they hid it from you, and they're still telling people to go out and get it. This is game, set, match. The whole world is going to know if you spread this show. I wouldn't believe it if I was you at first, but I'm going to prove it beyond any doubt. This is calculated numbers. This is what people fail to do. When I was reading this article, I was seeing the percentages from the CDC, and it's basically from the VSafe data dump. VSafe is an app that the CDC uses, gathering data on the vaccine and information. They didn't want us to have the app data because there was a 10 million people sample, basically, through this app. You have a 10 million people sample living in the U.S. that this app gives you. And when I realized that, I was like, well, all I have to do is do the mathematics and I can give the America now the real numbers, the numbers that have actually occurred. And they are worse than we thought. We've been looking at VAERS, which gives you like less than 1%, maybe. Maybe, who knows? We don't know. But I kept telling you that VAERS is such a small sample size. We still don't know. It's probably worse than that. And now I know. This is the real numbers, folks. This is it. Now, this is calculated. So obviously it's not exact, but I'll tell you something. I even rounded down. This is rounded down. So the numbers should be actually a little bit higher than what I'm giving you. I'm going to show you how I did it. I'm going to show you how I calculate it, and it's simple and basic. When I was looking at this article that I came across, I didn't know all this information was going to be in there. I'm like, oh, whoa, this is it. This is game, set, match. Folks, you got to share this video. This is going to break them. It should. I mean, this information should go so viral. I know. They'll block it, so I don't expect it to, but it should, because this truly is it. If you're thinking this is a clickbait video or they're throwing out ridiculous numbers or a conspiracy theorist. No, I'm giving you government data. I am calculating the CDC numbers that they hid from us that they had through an app. And I'm going to give that to you. But first, I want to set you up to understand how I came about. But well, let me give you the numbers. It's in the title. The calculated CDC data dump. This is from the VSafe data. 88,074,252 people had adverse events in the U.S. alone. That 88 million. That is the real. Now we're getting close to what the real numbers are by this massive 10 million person sample size. 20.2 million needed medical care after the vaccine. 20.2 million. Of your friends or family members living in the U.S. I was going to say American citizens, but some of these people might be illegal aliens. I don't know. I don't know if they are or aren't. So I don't know if they're all American citizens, but this is USA data. from the CDC. So 20.2 million needed medical care after the vax. You say, there's no way. You don't have these numbers. If people saw that this was really the real numbers, they'd be enraged. Yes, exactly. And this is the real numbers. And you need to get people to see it because it's over for them if everyone realizes this is the truth. So this bombshell came from super credible source, more than super credible, the CDC itself. Actually, they're not credible. That's not the super credible source. The Defender, Children's Health Defense News and Views, that is Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s site. That's his group. Okay, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. You also have Del Bigtree, who helped get this information through the courts, but get it to be released through the courts. So thank you, Del Bigtree. But the article that the Defender used, it was titled, "More Women Than Men Reported Injuries After COVID Vaccine, V-Safe Data Shows." And I thought they just got some data showing that men, and I thought that was interesting enough. I was thinking, okay, how many more men than women have been injured? I didn't know that everything everyone has been waiting for to know what has happened in America was in this article. They didn't lead with it. They led with this, and I found that later, and I'm like, wait a minute. All the meat and potatoes is over here. So first I'll give you the stuff of what I first saw, and I didn't even do the actual calculation. But I want you to understand, all I simply did was when I found out that there is a 10.2 million people were in this, I rounded down to 10. 10.2 million people were using this app, the V-Safe app that the CDC was monitoring. So these numbers come from a 10 million sample size. If this was a presidential election sample size and you did a poll and you polled 10 million people, they never poll 10 million people and they can get accurate numbers. Imagine having a 10 million sample size for a presidential election. You would know exactly what's going to happen in the presidential election. So basically we have a 10 million person sample size. That's what we have here. So all I have to do is find out what the percentages are from the sample size. And I can easily say, well, that's what it is all across the United States. Easy, because a vaccine should be, I know they had different batches and different doses, but for the most part, it's going to be the same. It's going to be the same in each state. It's going to be the same to generally around the same number. So I can just say, well, this is a sample size of all the different states. It's 10 million people. I just have to do the math. I don't know why they didn't do it, but I'm doing it and I did it. And this is why this is the biggest bombshell ever of a show that I have done. Take a listen to some of this article. Here's the title and who wrote it.
More women than men reported injuries after COVID vaccine V-Safe data show. By Michael Neverdockes, PhD.
Okay, that's the title. Now, I have to give you snippets because there's too much. We'll have a link so you can look at this. But I'm going to have to jump around and give you snippets of this article. Here we go.
The V-Safe data also reveal that of the approximately 3.35 million V-Safe users who reported one or more adverse events, a significantly higher number of women reported such events. This includes 1.9 million white women compared to approximately 700,000 white men, nearly 136,000 Asian women compared to approximately 81,000 Asian men, more than 161,000 Black or African American women compared to nearly 47,000 Black or African American men.
Okay, that is what the article is about. And I'm thinking, okay, that's interesting. I mean, that proves, especially when you're talking about V-Safe data and a 10 million sample, out of the 10 million, this is not me calculating. I don't know. I didn't even try to calculate these numbers. I could have, about what's happening around all of the United States. But this was the article is about. I thought you should know this. So women are affected more than men. We know that now. We know that for sure. That is not even up for debate. But then we get into massive game, set, match stuff, the huge stuff. I can't express it enough, folks. This is it. This is going to wake up the entire world. They can't refute this. This is the numbers that the CDC itself had that they hid from you. I mean, it's not going to jump out at you as I play it, and I'll explain why, but it did to me. Hopefully it does. But first, they're going to give you some child data. I'm going to give you that. They're interesting. I didn't even calculate these numbers for all of the United States. This is just within their sample size of using the VSafe data. Just so you know, take a listen.
The VSafe data also show a significant number of reports of injuries among children and the elderly. For instance, the figures show that more than 33,000 symptoms were reported for approximately 13,000 infants age 2 or younger. The most commonly reported symptoms included irritability, loss of appetite, pain and sleeplessness. These are very concerning since babies cannot speak and hence these symptoms are how they often communicate that something is wrong, Eichen said. While the data at this time do not provide more specific age breakdowns of VSafe users other than whether they were older or younger than age 3. One of the most commonly reported adverse events was joint pain, affecting 4 million of the 10 million VSafe users.
Let me pause that. Okay, I'm jumping around in this article. Of the 4 million of the 10 million VSafe users, they experience joint pain. I did the national calculation on this. Trust me, this show is going to keep building, folks. If you're thinking, I'm waiting for some of the other numbers. Yeah, well, I'll show you. Here's how I'm doing these numbers. You have a sample size of 10 million. Out of 10 million, 4 million had this. That tells you 40%. 40% of the people on VSafe had this joint pain. The joint pain is common to, you get that when your immune system is being damaged. So this makes sense it would be that high because we know the vaccine damages people's immune systems. One of those side effects of a damaged immune system is joint pain. So is it crazy to think that 40% of people who have been jabbed, you know your immune system's been damaged, would feel joint pain? No, that makes perfect sense. So I calculated that. Okay, 40%. But in order to do the calculation, I need to know how many people were vaccinated. That's all. That's all I need. How many people were vaccinated in America? Here's the people who were vaccinated in America. 262,908,216. That's 79% of the population, actually. This comes from usafacts.org, in case you want to fact check me. That's where I'm using their numbers of how many people were vaccinated, and that's what the number was at the time I'm doing this show. It might change, but that's what it was. Okay, so using that number, and I don't see any reason why that's a false number, seems accurate to me. 40% of that means 105,163,286 people had joint pain. 105,000. I mean, excuse me, 105 million. Have experienced joint pain after getting the vaccine, which would make sense because it's a sign of your immune system being damaged. So I can give you that stuff now, but we can get even further and deeper into this stuff. Let's go back to the article.
Of those 4 million that reported joint pain is an immune reaction. That is something to be concerned about after vaccination. About 2 million of those were moderate, not mild. But moderate, and 400,000. Had severe joint pain. The VSafe data also show nearly 71.3 million symptoms were reported by the approximately 10.2 million VSafe users between December 14th, 2020 and July 31st, 2022.
All right, that 71.3 million symptoms, I didn't even use in my data because that's symptoms. That's not people. I just want to clarify because I want to be accurate. You're saying, what, 71.3, not people, symptoms, and that's out of the 10 million, and it's really less than 10 million that had symptoms. People had multiple symptoms is what that's showing you, and it added up to 71.3. I have no idea, and didn't even try to do the calculation. It'd be astronomical of people having symptoms, because it could be mild, it could be a little rash, it could be something like that, but some people could have four different symptoms. So that's not people. I just wanted to make sure you understand that. Now we're really going to get into the big stuff. Take a listen.
Almost 4.2 million symptoms were classified as being severe in intensity. More than 3.35 million people experienced adverse events after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine.
When I saw that, that was my big, whoa, this is it. I can now tell everybody how many adverse events basically have happened in the United States. And I'm going to show you how I did that. I saw that and I said, okay, I got a 10 million. I'm rounding. It's 10.2. I'll round down just to be safe. 10 million. A, because I don't like doing math, and using 10 million is an easy number to get the percentages from. So 3.35 million people of 10 million is 33.5%. That's easy. So now I know of the people who got vaccinated, I've got a sample size of 10 million, and it's telling me, hey, Ben, 33.5% of everybody who got vaccinated had an adverse event. That's guaranteed. That's what this is telling me. So, well, then I said, well, wait, then I can know how many adverse events have happened in America. And that's how I got this big leading number. So all I need to do is get 33.5% of 262,908,216 people. You can punch that in yourself in a calculator, and you can do the 33.5% of 262 million people, that number, and you will get 88 million. Don't let me undersell it. 88,074,252 people who had adverse events in the United States alone. 88 million people. Now factor this in. The CDC, this is their stuff. They've had this all along. The CDC has known this. They have hid this from you. As we have reported and saying it's all bad and the VAERS is showing it's bad, the CDC is thinking, well, we have way worse data than that. We have the VSafe data, and we know that 88 million people have had adverse events, but we're going to tell you it's safe and effective, and we're going to shove it down your throat. And as we know, millions and tens and almost 100 million people in the United States have had this adverse event. We're going to try to put it on your kids too. Do you see the evil? They have just been caught. Everyone in the world that sees what I'm saying knows I'm not doing mathematical tricks. This is a fact. This data shows it. This is what it is. And this is what they've hid. This is game, set, match. They're done. They are done, at least in being able to cover up that the vaccine was a horrific, basically bioweapon. I don't know what else you can describe it on the entire world. Could you imagine what the world numbers are? Do you know how angry the world is going to get? If the world sees this video and then they start doing the calculations, if they ever get the data, but they can take America's percentages and then apply them, and they can start doing that and figuring out what's happening in their country. There's no stopping this now. This is huge. I've just given you as close as we can get, but this is probably right near the accurate because I have a 10 million sample size. Man, I work in radio. If we had 10 million people participate in a radio survey, I could be so accurate on what the ratings are, obviously, around the country. Super easy if you have that big. We have a 10.2 million sample size that I rounded down to 10 million. And so I know we're very close to what really happened in the United States. And that means that the 20.2 million who needed medical care, that's not an exaggeration. They vaccinated people, and you want to know how many people had to go to a doctor or hospital after being vaccinated? I can tell you. I know now. It's 20.2 million people. Let me show you a little more.
More than 3.35 million people experienced adverse events after receiving a COVID-19 vaccine. More than 782,000 individuals experienced a health event requiring medical attention, emergency room intervention, and/or hospitalization.
That's it. That's what tells you. Because that is 7.7%, basically. And so all I had to do is say, okay, if out of 10 million people, 7.7% needed medical care after the vaccination, that is such a large sample size, it is safe to say that 7.7% of everyone who has been vaccinated needed medical attention. That's what it's telling me. So how many people have been vaccinated in America? 262 million, basically. And I used the full number. 7.7% of that will give you 20,243,932. That is a very close to accurate number. We can say that's what the hospitals or doctors or whatever we see. This is how many people, 20 million people, 20.2 million people 20.2 million people had to go to the doctor or seek medical attention of some sort after receiving the vaccine. The CDC knew this and had this data. They had to have calculated like I have. It's simple. I'm not a mathematician. This is easy mathematical stuff. They know this is the case. They've known it, and they're still telling you to get a jab. They are evil. They are pure evil. Let me give you more.
More than 782,000 individuals experienced a health event requiring medical attention, emergency room intervention, and/or hospitalization. Over 25% of VSafe users experienced an event that required them to miss work or school, or which precluded them from participating in normal activities.
Now, this is interesting. 25%. 25% of a 10 million sample. Data from your own government, the CDC. 25% of those people in this VSafe missed work because of the vaccine. Let me tell you something. It had to have been more than 25%, and here's why. 25% of the 10 million, but how many of those people we don't know were already retired? How many of those are kids and they don't even work? And how many are stay-at-home parents? We don't know. So therefore, it's worse than 25%, clearly, because not everyone in that 10 million are working people. So the working people, out of the working people, it has to be a higher percentage. I'm not going to guess. I have no idea. But let's just say it's 25%. This is best case scenario. Best case scenario, when you factor in that 262 million people basically got vaccinated in America, that would mean out of this sample, we can now calculate 65,727,054 people. 65 million had to stay home from work. This makes sense because how many people had the spike protein make them actually catch COVID? They would have gotten sick. They would have stayed home, or they would have had an adverse event and they had to. I know people in my family that had to stay home. It was more on my distant side family, non-blood family, but still family. But I know people that this happened to, and it was actually some severe stuff, but I can't, without their permission, talk about it, and I won't. I won't publicly say what it is, but I know you know people, so this makes sense. Finally, we have numbers that make sense, but here's why this is game, set, match, folks. This is why you should be super angry. This is from the CDC. They've known this. They've known this. They've hid this. They didn't ever want you to see this. It took a court to force them to reveal this. A court filing forced this data out, showing that the CDC has known the whole time that they are killing people, damaging people by the millions, and they known it, and they still told you it was safe and effective, and they're still trying to jab your kids, and they're still trying to make you take boosters. They're sick. They're disgusting. And the world has got to hold them accountable. The world needs to be angry and come after our pharmaceutical companies and our medical community in the government. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. Know that and blow this up, baby. Subscribe, too. Don't forget to subscribe. See ya. Hey guys, Conversations That Matter is a show hosted by Alex Newman at thenewamerican.com. This is where he has conversations with a whole bunch of people in interview form, and these conversations are dealing with people that the mainstream media really doesn't want you to hear from, but Alex Newman will interview them and you'll get to hear from them. And these are things that could actually save your life or save our liberty as well. So check out Conversations That Matter at thenewamerican.com.